I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media. One of the goals of Governor Bruce Rauner's turnaround agenda is to reduce the number of local units of government, which Illinois has more of than any other state. Voters in the Champaign County town of Rantoul approved the dissolution of one of those local governments in the recent election, or so they thought. Listen to a bit of what was supposed to be the final meeting of the Rantoul Park District Board. Board President Gary Harton entertained a query about exactly when the park district would officially wink out of existence.
I don't think so. And officially, 22nd to verify the election have been 2 weeks, if there's nobody that contested.
The week before, voters in Rantoul had narrowly approved a referendum to dissolve the park district, including its elected board of commissioners and its power to levy property taxes.
So we got until Tuesday if anything pops up. We can get together one last time. With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
That would be a low-key ending for the Park District, which was formed after the end of World War II to look after Rantoul's original park on Wabash Avenue. Today, the Park District owns additional parks in Rantoul, but just one facility led to the movement for dissolution, the district's Brookhill Golf Course.
We're not anti-golf. We just want to see our tax dollars we pay for parks to go for parks in our community, not just accommodating 2% of the population that plays golf.
That's Rantoul resident and Champaign County board member Jack Anderson. His group, Friends of Rantoul's Parks, put the referendum to dissolve the Rantoul Park District on the November 8th ballot. The park district opened Brookhill Golf Course about a mile north of town back in the 1970s. In recent years, it's been losing money, a lot of money, in line with the decline in both Rantoul's population and golfing's popularity. Anderson's group wanted the park district to get rid of the golf course, and when they didn't, the group pushed to get rid of the park district. Anderson says doing so makes the village of Rantoul the new owner of the park district's properties.
And the village will now run those parks within the village, but it will have to decide what to do about the Brookhill complex. That's not even within the jurisdiction of the village. And we'll leave it to their good judgment to decide what is best for the community.
Anderson, who plays some golf himself, wants the village to close or sell the golf course and bring the park district's other parks in town under the wing of its own Parks and Recreation Department. But there's one big obstacle to closing the golf course. A federal grant that helped buy the land for Brookhill nearly a half century ago came with a stipulation that the property be maintained for public recreation in perpetuity. Before the referendum, Anderson argued that the covenant would expire once the golf course changed owners, but state officials overseeing the federal covenant say that's not true. And Rantoul Village Administrator Jeff Fagenshue says the question that faced Rantoul's Park Board now faces Rantoul's Village Board.
Can we afford to operate this facility long term? And if not, what do we do with it? Because again, we now have 160 acres of property that, despite what some people think, it has to remain open and accessible to the public.
Fagenshue says the village could convert Brookhill Golf Course into a more low maintenance kind of park, but it would still have to spend tens of thousands of dollars a year on upkeep without the benefit of the Rantoul Park District's tax levy. Or maybe the village won't have to do anything. A few days after that supposedly final park board meeting, a judge put dissolution of the park district on hold pending the outcome of a lawsuit. Rantoul attorney Paul Wilson, speaking for two park district supporters, both golfers, says the referendum was invalid because its petitions were filed with the wrong unit of government and because the referendum didn't get enough votes according to state laws governing park districts.
It's our position that the vote has to carry by a majority according to the number of registered voters, not necessarily the people who actually voted.
The referendum received 2,167 yes votes, 52% of ballots cast, but it would need nearly 3,600 votes to win a majority of Rantoul residents on the voting rolls. A hearing on the case has been set for January 5th. That gives the Rantoul Park Board time to hold at least one more meeting, and many more if the lawsuit is successful. If that's the case, Brookhill Golf Course and its ongoing losses will once again be the Rantoul Park District's problem. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.